This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our time is 7 after the hour. This is the weekly DJV show overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio using the charts generated by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can go to talkers.com. You can go to djvshow.com to see the list of the top 10 stories and the people that are associated. There's a list of 10 people that are on that. And I try to, as you know, ladies, sort of mix this up every week, come up with different ways of approaching the stories, taking one story and then pulling it apart or going through the list, et cetera, et cetera. The number one story this week, no surprise, the connection of COVID to the variant, vaccines, mask mandates, et cetera. So I thought we would start with an overview of what the Supreme Court did this week with a Biden vaccine mandate that they said no to. Anybody surprised by that?
No.
I don't think so. I think that people kind of knew this was, you know, that it was interesting that they left it in place for the healthcare workers, but not for regular employees.
Large employers.
Well, I think it's also about private public business, too, and what you have the right to do. I mean, if it is in your contract to submit to a vaccine or testing, then that's one thing. That's the company's job to do that, or that might be state mandates over healthcare workers. But it's a really slippery slope when it comes to enforcement for just any private business, anybody who has over 100 employees coming in for the government to tell you what kind of health requirements you have.
Yeah, what's the arbitrary? Why 100? Why, if it's an employer, what's the story with everybody?
Yeah, and I think that it wasn't a surprise that they struck this down. It was a stretch to try to say that there was precedence in this. There was a story back during the Spanish flu where they were charging someone for testing, and it was a stretch, to say the least, to try to correlate what's happening now. And the enforcement agency became kind of the pivotal piece. OSHA is given congressional power to monitor safety and work conditions, essentially, in companies across the country. But they don't necessarily have the power to monitor people's health, their health status, their vaccination status. And so the Supreme Court, I think, did what most people expected, and that's blocking that vaccine or test requirement for large employers. So we'll see what happens with the healthcare facilities. I know that that's something that's going to continue to get tested, but we'll see if they pick that up again.
So I'm confused. Mask mandate, no. Vaccine mandate, yes. They had two different rulings, right? Am I reading this correctly?
There were two different rulings. So the first one is that OSHA, the OSHA rule went into effect on Monday. So, you know, everybody who works for a company over 100 people probably got an email that they had to show vaccine status or get the test. What the court did is reinstate the stay against that. So the mandate is now dead unless there's some other big stunning revelation. The second ruling, the court said that the Biden administration has the authority given by Congress to issue vaccine mandates for healthcare workers at facilities. Didn't have anything.
Federal employees. Is that what that?
Right. So it has the authority to issue vaccine mandates to healthcare workers at facilities that receive funding from Medicare
government
or Medicaid. Right. So they'd have government money coming.
So that makes them the equivalent of a government contractor.
Correct.
Yes.
Anybody who does work
for the government.
Use that as leverage. Yeah.
I think the mandate still is in place in New York City, because Eric Adams, the new mayor, came in and said he was keeping de Blasio's in place. I don't know of anyone who's been able to challenge that to get a judge to stop it yet. So,
well, again, local, and this is all the nuance of the law. Locally, it is very difficult to challenge mandates. It's the federal broad sweeping, we know better than anybody else mandate that's being struck down.
Government.
So it's been much more challenging. I've seen it in California, where even though it feels like it should be struck down, the judges are able to say, sorry, it's municipalities. This is up to the local government to make these decisions. So New York has something. California has some different rules that they're moving in. And I think Michigan also is rolling out something like a vaccine mandate for employees.
Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen on the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio for the charts from Talkers. This is the week of January 10th to the 14th that we are focused on. I thought the most interesting thing was all the hoopla about Neil Gorsuch not wearing a mask. Everybody else was wearing a mask, but there were a lot of people, especially on the liberal side of things, oh, look at that Gorsuch. He's a conservative. He's a libertarian. He doesn't do what everybody else does. I don't know what to read into that. I think that people should wear masks in public and in groups. But I thought it was interesting.
Well, with Omicron, they're not so contagious. You know, it's just if you're not wearing a mask and you're around other people, there's a new study that came out this week that social distancing has literally zero effect when it comes to keeping you from getting Omicron. So there's whatever. He's an old guy. If he doesn't want to wear a mask, he's taking his own health into his own hands. It's fine. You know, good for him. If that's what he wants to do. It's at this point, you're just stupid if you're not wearing a mask around other people.
I don't know if he was doing it to make a point. I mean, we don't know what his situation is.
No,
there may be
somebody
else going
him.
On. I mean, yeah. I find it incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't sit and do a radio show with a mask on my face.
Well, that's different.
Yeah. Well, but I don't think anybody would be
really
able to
understand us if we did.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not because he's trying to communicate back and forth with people. I don't know. He's boosted. He's vaxxed. What else are you going to do? I mean, how many times are we going to keep moving the goalposts? Now we're saying that the cloth masks aren't even working. So
it's
really,
you know what it is?
Point.
It's an image, Jennifer. That's all. It's an image. There is influence from these people. And perhaps if they thought about it a bit, it's just, you know, I understand the guy's got his own personal thing. And these judges don't always agree with each other on anything. However, most of the time when you look at this is more of a club than even the Senate is. And you have to look back no further than the relationship between, Antonin Scalia and Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Look, they didn't agree on anything, but yet they were closest of friends. And part of that is showing respect, I think, for other members of the court, isn't it? Maybe that's, I don't know, maybe I'm misinterpreting it.
Well, you're in
maybe
a very unique club. Making,
oh,
right?
My God. Yes, right. Okay, number two on our list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine is the economy, inflation, the supply chain. I don't know that there's all kinds of continuing focus on what people are being paid, why there is a labor shortage to begin with. And then it's the real issue here is the supply chain when it comes to being able to find things in the grocery store, in the hardware store.
Also that there's a ton of money that was being inserted into the economy, and probably the biggest bullet that Biden will dodge as president is that Joe Manchin stood up against his Build Back Better plan. If you would have taken $5 trillion and put it into this economy, we'd be in a whole world of hurt because inflation, and it was revealed this week, that it's at its highest since 1982. And that's a pretty big number. It's a pretty big jump from where we were last year at this time, and the consumer price index is up in all industries by a lot.
Yeah.
Food, cars, furniture, pretty much anything.
20%. Used cars are 20% more expensive right now than they were last year at the same time. And it doesn't make a difference what the brand is. It's all gone up, up, up. And it because there are so many cars that were made in 2021 and trucks as well that are sitting on lots in places around the country because they don't have chips to finish off the build. When they get the chips, and nobody seems to be able to tell. Didn't we have some chip maker that was going to locate in America, but it's going to take them 3 years to build a plant? In the meantime,
where are all the chips?
Well, they're probably being hoarded by China. So, I mean, we are making chips here. It's just not, but there are still components that we need. Those alloys that are just not mined anywhere else except China, that's a big problem.
Yeah. All right, jumping around a little bit here, the Prince Andrew thing surfacing at the end of the week. The Queen has stripped him of his military titles and other patronage connections. This guy is stupid. I mean, you use the word, I don't like the word. Using it advisedly, he's just a dummy. He's dull. He doesn't get it. He apparently thinks with his what's in his pants instead of what's in his head, because he's up to his Mickey.
I'd like to say he's a dummy, but he's entitled. You know, he thought he could get away with it. I don't know if he's a dummy
100%,
or not. 100%,
Jen. 100%.
But he thought he could get away with everything, and so a part of probably his personality flaws and defects is that he probably thought, well, I got to keep pushing the envelope. You know, this is what people do. This is why rock stars get bad reputations. This is why people in high positions of power do, because they get a thrill out of seeing how far they can push the envelope. And he pushed it, and good for the queen. Good for her. Finally, somebody
said, well,
look at how much he did get away
scenes.
With for so long.
Yes, yeah, that's the point. It's like he just, you know, kept pushed the envelope. At some point, you're running out of room. And so I'm glad that he got all this stripped. He's going to have to face a civil trial, and he should. He's actually lucking out, because he should be facing criminal charges, and he's skating on those.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you won.
Boom, mic drop for Jen. Love it.
What happened?
I said, boom, mic drop.
He's like, is there a technical problem?
Well, Dad's been asking me, tell us how you really feel. Well, there you go. Say it to Jen. Tell us how you really feel. I agree.
Yay!
Nailed it.
Well, we want to know how everybody feels about this stuff. It's important. And this guy is a no-good SOB, entitled all kinds of things. I still don't think
he's
smart. And
he has been for years. That's the thing, is that he's been this way for years.
The dumbest thing he did was divorce Fergie. She was the best thing that ever he had in his life. She was a fabulous wife.
I don't think she wanted to be married to him anymore. Well, Randy cheating on her constantly.
Yeah.
But then they live together. I'm pretty sure they live together in the same mansion, right? It's like one of the
daughters.
Properties, and she lives there, and so she's been defending him, but she also might just have to defend him because he's paying her rent, so I don't know. She might not be
now she might have to pay
source.
His rent.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, at any rate, it's just bizarre how these people, and we build up around them this the royalty, the royal family. Remember the last movie, the last Downton Abbey movie was all about the king and queen visiting Downton Abbey, and it was a whole 2 hours of pomp and circumstance. It was kind of fun to watch. I've been an Anglophile most of my adult life and watching closely what goes on in England with the royal family. I understand why they're so fascinated with it, because it's so unique. It makes England so unique. And yet the people that are lucky enough to be members of the royal family abuse too often the privilege of being, look at Charles and how he treated his wife Diana. I mean, who would have gotten away with that the way he did it as blatantly as he did? I'm surprised.
Entitlement. Totally entitled.
Yeah. 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tags, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review from the DJV point of view, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. And in this portion of each hour of the DJV program, and we don't do it any differently when we're focused on the countdown, we have comments from social media. People that are listening to the program have comments, sometimes answering questions. And because number 10 on the story list this week is a focus on the NFL playoffs and the picture that surrounds them, Jay asked you, which two teams are you interested in as we move forward into the Super Bowl? So what'd you get for responses, Jay?
Kansas City is definitely a favorite amongst a lot of what people were saying. Johnny Powell said Cowboys and Chiefs, with the Chiefs winning. Cindy Arasako says, I only watch the Super Bowl for the commercials. And I feel like a lot of people might agree with that,
yeah,
or they only
yeah.
watch it for the halftime
the
show.
Halftime. Yeah.
Jeff Schmidt says, hoping the Titans won't choke, but feels like it's probably going to be a Chiefs-Green Bay situation. Billy Roeder, Bills and Casey, with the Bills winning, and John Walczak, Bills and Packers.
How long has it been since these two teams have either played against each other in a Super Bowl, or either
Kansas
of them
City
have been?
Kansas City has been there very consistently. Kansas City's been really good. Patrick Mahomes is awesome. It's been a while for Green Bay. The Rams were just there not so long ago. So, and the Bucks, of course, last year, they're still part of the picture. So I don't know. It'll be, it, you know, there's some old, some new ones in there. The Titans involved in the playoffs.
Titans kind of came out of left field this year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's huge. And the Cowboys are doing pretty well. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. My teams, I root for the Rams just because they're in Los Angeles. But you know me, I love my Brady and the Bucks, and I love Green Bay Packers, so let's go. Let's do it.
Have you got a side bet? Do you have a little office pool anywhere?
No, not yet. Usually on the Super Bowl, we do like squares at the office, you know, where everybody buys squares for a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Well, everybody in that office is pretty square to begin with, so that's it. Yeah, I got it. What are some of the top priorities?
This is like the squarest square ever. I know.
Thank you. Your father and I have lots in common. Anyway, some of the top priorities that you want the government to focus on as people continue to complain about how much money is being spent
and the January 6th investigation and voter legislation and all that stuff and crime. So what became the priority, at least as far as some of our listeners are concerned, Jay?
Is there a large comments that stop the petty partisan bickering? I think that's something we might, a lot of us might
all
be able
agree
to agree
on.
With.
Yep.
M. York wants there to be a focus on sticking to the truth and the actual facts.
No one can even agree on that.
What are the facts? What is the truth? Somebody else's truth.
People argue that the Earth isn't round. Where do we go from there? I mean, if that's like the most basic thing, we can't even agree on that. It's just insane.
Lynn Smith had quite a list, and a lot of these really matter. Healthcare, Social Security, helping young children from low-income families, job skills and jobs in general, fighting against crime, keeping young kids away from crime so that they don't go down that path, keeping young kids away from unnecessary injuries and death from firearms. John Wolczek says, considering I just paid $1,700 for one prescription yesterday, drug pricing and health care.
Good God. All right. Quickly, because there's so many celebrity deaths this week, who is the most significant death in your life? Got a couple of quickies on that, Jay.
Yeah, Susan Juleson, Marilyn Monroe, JFK, Laurie Anson, Princess Diana. There was a lot of Prince and Robin Williams. Those were the ones mentioned the most.
John Lennon.
Big one.
All right. That's the overview. Thanks for your input. Help yourself to our DJ social media, 28 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try Autotempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We face the difficulties of today and tomorrow. I still have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. That all men are created equal.
The birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was recognized as a federal holiday in 1983. Today, Americans celebrate the life and legacy of the civil rights leader. Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of the national holiday. A gunman who took 4 people hostage at a Dallas-area synagogue and was killed himself as federal agents stormed the temple was identified Sunday as a British citizen. 44-year-old Malik Faisal Akram held the hostages for roughly 10 hours. In an update, police in the United Kingdom have arrested 2 teenagers allegedly connected to the hostage taking. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the nation's capital, August 28, 1963, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
The life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later... The Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today, dramatized with shameful conditions. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back we are with another half hour of conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a feature of the DJV program every week at this time. We add that to the official Talk Radio Countdown show with Michael Harrison, and voila, you have two different perspectives on the big stories that are being followed by most of the News Talk-oriented stations, hosts, and program. So, just for the information of the listeners, the people list this week includes at number 10 Bob Saget and Ronnie Spector, both passing away. A huge number of celebrities have died since the beginning of the year. Number 9 Boris Johnson, as another moron. Number 8 Prince Andrew. I guess this could be the morons list. Number 7 is Schumer. Number 6 is McConnell. Number 5 is Hillary. I have to stop there. What have I missed this week with regard to Hillary?
Oh, you guys? Really? You don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, she's been much more vocal the last couple of weeks. She's been out talking to people, doing videos and stuff like that. She's been on social media more. But Doug, Doug Schoen, I think is his name. He used to be a Fox News contributor. He's a Democrat. He is a former advisor to Bill Clinton. And he wrote a piece I think, in the Wall Street Journal. Don't fact check me on that. But he wrote a big op-ed this week about how Hillary Clinton is the only hope for Democrats in 2024, saying that she's uniquely positioned, she's got the experience, and that she's the only one who can do it, because he said that Biden has been a disappointment. No one really believes he's going to run again because of declining health and, you know, getting older, and that Hillary Clinton, even though she's not a spring chicken, is still younger
and
presents a lot younger than Joe
Biden.
Is
Hillary 70 yet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's older than Trump, actually. What is she, 74, I think?
She's the same. She's 75, yeah.
Yeah.
Both she and Bill are the same age.
Oh. She doesn't look it. I would have guessed that.
And that's why I think, it really does matter how you present. I mean, even...
Yeah, that's true.
Look, Donald Trump was not that much younger than Joe Biden, but he presents younger. Hillary presents younger. They do. So he was saying that Kamala Harris is not the answer, that she's unpopular, and that she's been a disappointment as the vice president. And so he basically said that Hillary is the person who Democrats need to look at, that it's not someone new like a Gavin Newsom. It's someone that they already have. And so that's why she was.
Who would seriously look at Gavin Newsom? Come on. Really?
Oh, that's are you kidding? That's
who's
next.
No, I'm not kidding.
That is who is next. Now that he survived the recall in California.
Oh, my God.
The conversations have already been in political circles, and this is serious.
Yeah, that's true. I've heard that as well. I kind of also feel like we're going to see something from Cuomo. It's like a comeback of some kind.
Joe Manchin. Get Joe Manchin.
And Sheldon
Joe Manchin. No.
I would. Like,
clearly, you always vote for everyone who loses. So
that's me.
Clearly, I would not vote for Mayor Pete because he politically is just not aligned with where I am. But I've always said, with full disclosure and honesty, as a Republican, Mayor Pete's the one that actually scared. Like, if I were to be scared, but you know, like that is the most biggest
threat.
Who
could win? Yeah,
because I always thought it was really stupid that Joe Biden went with Kamala Harris, because I think Mayor
Pete always wanted Mayor Pete
was a good choice. Yeah. He's a good speaker, although he does sound a little. Amy Klobuchar did pull something. He does sound, he's going to have to work on it. He sounds condescending when he debates people, like he knows it all. So he's got to work on not being condescending in the debate. But he's a strong person Democrats have on the bench. But Doug Schoen, actually, in this piece, even went up and, like, tore Pete apart and said why he wouldn't be a good candidate and why Hillary would still be better. So, I don't know.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Very much so. Okay, anyway, Kevin McCarthy's 4, Rand Paul is 3, Fauci is 2, and Biden's 1. I laugh about Fauci and Rand Paul. They're like a couple of kids in a sandbox in
sixth
grade. Oh,
they're the worst.
My God.
We should call Vince McMahon. We should get some grudge matches going. I think it would be fun.
Yep.
I think we could, it would maybe unite the country around just the craziness, and we could have Fauci and Rand Paul in a cage match. Right. And winner take all, basically.
I mean, Rand Paul's neighbor took him down. I don't know. I don't know that Rand Paul wants to, like, get into another caustic situation.
I don't think Fauci would be much of a
I don't know.
Yeah, they're both
after we
little.
Saw him throw that baseball, I don't know that Fauci
Not
would
much.
Be much of a threat.
Yeah, they're little. I think it would be even.
Number 3 on the list is January 6th. I see that prosecutors have charged some of the Oath Keepers, including the leader, with what they call seditious conspiracy. Okay, can we get a definition of that? Sedition.
It's the most serious charge.
Yeah, is it? This is what you want to see if you're calling it an insurrection. You need someone charged with insurrection or sedition. Mm-hmm. I do have some questions. So if the claim is true, then these guys should be thrown in jail, because the claim is that they were using a social media platform that was, a safe place for them to exchange information, protected, that or secure, whatever you would use to describe it. And they were going to bring guns and stuff and ammunition and uniforms and stuff into the Capitol. Now, I'll tell you like a friend, if that is true, those people should be in jail for a very long time.
Tell me.
But my question is, if they were going to bring in weapons and uniforms, why didn't they do it while it was happening? I don't understand that. They picked him up because they were talking about what happened in Yugoslavia when, Milosevic lost, and the people stormed the Capitol to protest because they thought it was a phony election. They thought that it was a con job, and it was. And so the charge is that these guys were talking about Yugoslavia. Now, that's not a crime if they're talking about Yugoslavia. What would be the crime is if they put together a whole effort to try to overthrow the government. Now, the other thing that they're saying is that they were trying to move guns and all this stuff into Washington, D.C., or that it was going to be coming. But the reason I feel like this is a little weird, and again, we have to see it all play out because all we know are the original charging documents, so we have to hear how the story plays out. But what seems weird is if January 6th was the so-called Insurrection Day, the day that they were all conspiring to overthrow the government, why wouldn't you have the weapons and the uniforms and the whatever else, the knives and stuff that they were bringing in, why wouldn't you have that when they went into the Capitol? I don't understand how it would be helpful to move that stuff in.
It's exhausting.
After that.
Isn't it? You've been chasing all this stuff down.
So
number three. Yeah. Number three is the focus on January 6th. What's going to happen and how, I think the filibuster plays into all of this too, doesn't it? Voter, no, that's number four probably, the voter legislation stuff. I see that Senator Sinema has sort of scuttled hopes for reform there. I don't know how you use the word reform. I didn't think what was being put forth, it sounded like it was much of a reform. It might have been a change, but reform usually indicates something would be better. And I didn't get that out of the discussion. Am I missing something? They just want to change it so it's seven.
It takes 60 votes to break a filibuster to move legislation to the next level. And right now, because it is a very divided Senate, and in fact, Democrats, which is laughable, just used the filibuster yesterday on Ted Cruz, who had a bill that wanted to put sanctions on the Russia pipeline, which sounds pretty good to me. They didn't want it, so they used the filibuster to throw that away. The Democrats used the filibuster against Trump 300 times when he was in office. And that's why Trump was going nuts at Mitch McConnell saying, break the filibuster, get rid of it, because he was getting stopped by Democrats with everything. Now, I didn't like the fact that President Trump was getting stopped because I liked his proposed legislation, but I supported Mitch McConnell protecting the filibuster because it means whoever is in the White House, that the minority still has rights, the minority party in this country still has rights. And that's why I think it's really important that Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are standing up and protecting the filibuster now when Democrats are trying to do the same thing that Trump was trying to do. We need the filibuster so that there is not a one-party system in this country.
Imagine that only two people stand basically between...
Well, and that's
system
the thing. It's
the
so hypocritical.
How long, just history lesson, how long was it in place before it got changed?
What do you mean?
Well,
like
changed, they changed the filibuster rules, right? Wasn't it Harry Reid who changed it?
Harry Reid did it in 2009.
Yeah. And so before 2009, what was in place? Because now...
It's been a long time. I think since 1900 or something.
Okay.
The late 1800s. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
It's so dang hypocritical to listen to Chuck Schumer and all of these other Democrats out there saying we need to blow up the filibuster when literally 2 years ago, when Trump was in office, we have to protect the integrity of the Senate and we have to protect the filibuster. It's like,
what do you expect those gas bags to say? Come on.
But if there's a chance.
But Jen's totally right. If this was on the other side and Republicans had the majority and wanted to blow up the filibuster,
they'd be going nuts.
It would be the same thing. I mean, it's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing.
And
all right, let's talk about numbers.
Like I said, they tried it. And Mitch McConnell, to his credit, and I don't say much nice about Mitch McConnell, said, no, we have to protect the filibuster. And he was right over Trump, definitely.
Lindsey Graham didn't say anything nice about Mitch McConnell this week either. He says, I'm not voting for you unless you kiss Trump.
Well,
Ms.
not
Lindsey?
Kiss Trump. Kiss America First principles.
Okay. Thousands of inmates are being released from jail this week. That's number five on the story list. Thousands of inmates from federal prisons are coming out in accordance with a law, actually, that came from the Trump era. This is part of the sweeping criminal justice overhaul, or is it Omicron or COVID or what? And I want to know who's being let out. I don't mind.
Well, it's not violent criminals, right?
Yeah, it's like white-collar stuff, but I think they're under house arrest, right? Like Michael Cohen famously got out because of COVID spreading around, and so he was at home on house arrest with an ankle monitor. So I think that's how they're, and he had to serve out the last 2 years of his sentence at home.
What about the crime stats? Looking at cities like L.A., Jennifer, where the crime stats, again, that sort of is part of number five this week. A lot of cities are showing crime spiking, and L.A. is certainly a pretty good example of that. And so when people say, well, all these
burglary.
People getting out of jail, that makes room for these bad guys to go
but
to
that's
jail.
That's the problem. They're not going to jail because you've got DAs like the one in New York City now and like George Gascon in Los Angeles and Chesa Boudin in San Francisco. You have to do something real bad to end up in jail. You're not going to, they're not even arresting people because they know they're not going to be charged with anything for stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. That's why you have flash mobs organizing, walking into whatever store they want, taking whatever they want, walking right out. And the police can't do anything about it because if they arrest them, they're going to be out the next day, which is what's happening.
Number four, let me go back to that, the whole business about what's going on in the next election cycle. Apparently, the Republican National Committee says it's planning a rules change that would force presidential candidates seeking the nomination to sign a pledge saying what?
But what kind of pledge?
Yeah.
I think they don't want anybody to participate. This kind of came to a head when Trump bailed on the last debate because he wanted to have it in person, but the pandemic was raging and then they decided that it was safer to just go virtual. So, and then apparently the RNC doesn't want anyone to participate in any of those debates without like a whole long list of requirements that they would like to see made. And I don't know if it's... I don't know.
Well, no, the candidates
some of the things I think are okay. Some of the things that they want, I think that,
like
you know,
what?
I think I think they want to take a harder look at moderators. I agree with that. I think a lot of the moderators are terrible. So
I'd like to moderate a presidential debate.
Oh my God.
I think
gosh.
My name should be. What? What do you mean?
I can't even imagine that.
Why?
But yeah, no, the RNC just says they're pulling their candidates because the rules have been stacked. The commission has been politicized.
Stacked against
that puts
them.
On the
of course
debates.
It has.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Right. It's like the League of Women Voters. Used to be pretty objective. Now it's a bunch of clowns that are trying to screw everything up. Okay, there it is, our overview of the stories and the people from the point of view of the folks starring in the DJV program here on the Talk Radio Review.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, time every week for Victoria Keenan to go through a list of the top five technology stories of the week. We touch on all kinds of things in a countdown fashion as we get to the weekend. So here are the top five that Victoria has researched, starting with an Uber reality check. I guess that's a good way of looking at it, right?
Yeah, if you're trying to hail an Uber using your Apple Watch and you're wondering why it doesn't work, the reason is Uber is no longer supporting.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uber pulled the plug and they're no longer supporting the Apple Watch app. Apparently not enough people were using it, which I can understand because a lot of people don't love the fact that if you're, like, let's say you land at a noisy airport and you're trying to, you know, use your app on your watch, and if you talk to someone, it's not like the easiest thing to talk on the phone with it. So it's, I guess they just found that not enough people were using it. So it's, they've removed it. It's weird. They've left the actual app on the Apple Watch. It just doesn't do anything, and it gives you an emoji with like a sad face. I don't know why they haven't just wiped it from the interface, but eventually that's probably what will happen. But obviously the Uber app is still available on your iPhone or the larger version of the iPad.
All right, number four, a model was stalked in New York after somebody slipped an AirTag into her coat. How many times have we heard this or related story lately?
This seems to have popped up, especially right before the holiday shopping season in 2021. And so a Sports Illustrated model, her name is Brooks Nader, she was stalked by a stranger who slipped an Apple AirTag tracker into her coat pocket in New York City and followed her around for 5 hours. And she said she only realized it when her iPhone gave her an alert that an unknown accessory was moving with her. And so this is something that, you know, these are cheap AirTags. They're $30. Car thieves are using them to steal cars. Stalkers are dropping them into women's handbags as they pass them on the street. This is one of these things right now that it's like the crime hour. So ladies especially, make sure that you, if you get back into your car or if you're walking around and you get an alert on your phone, it's important to go right to a police station and don't go home whatever you do. And if you have an AirTag stuck to your car, if you can't find it, drive to a police station. Do not drive home because someone will be following you. And it's a horrible, scary thing. And this is what technology's done. Yep.
Too much technology. Number three, the latest phishing scam.
More tech. Yeah. Well, we are in the tech report, so it's appropriate. So police in several cities across the U.S. are warning residents that the newest scam to look out for is paying through an app at a parking meter. So if you're using a QR code that's stuck to a parking meter, they are warning you that those are fraudulent sites that capture your payment details and will basically steal your money. So police have said that they're discovering this is happening in cities across the country, that people are, you know, they're unsure how to pay the meter because no one has change anymore, and a lot of them don't accept change. So you have to use a parking app, and there's a QR sticker that's stuck right on the meter itself, so people think it's legitimate. They're scanning it with their phone. It's taking them to a site. They're entering their payment information, and all of their info is being stolen. So you have to make sure that these are legitimate sites. Always make sure if you're going to be parking in public that, you know, you look around and see where the signs are that tell you what the official app that city might be using, and don't just trust a sticker on the meter.
All right, number two here, the fact or fiction from the IRS.
Man, this was not like the biggest tech story, but it was the biggest social media tech story of the week by far. Everyone's freaking out about Venmo and PayPal and Zelle and Cash App and the IRS. And so this stuff went all over social media. It's total misinformation. And so what happens is, if you are out to dinner with your friends, and this is how often people use Venmo or Zelle, if you're out to dinner with your friends and, you know, you're dividing up the bill, or you send your roommate money for your half of the rent and utilities, you're not going to be taxed on that, and neither will your roommate. None of this stuff is taxable. If you are running a side business, though, and you have a transaction of receiving goods and services totaling more than $600, then you will now get a 1099 from whatever cash app you're using. Now, that has been the law for decades. This is nothing new. This is not a new law. This is a new way of reporting the law. So just make sure that you calm down. And if it's over $600 for a business expense, you should already be paying taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. All right, number one this week, the FAA, with an important list about 5G.
Yep, the Verizon and AT&T are bringing their 5G expansion live on January 19th, and the FAA has chosen 50 airports that will have buffer zones to help prevent flight disruption. So it's not going to prevent 5G, it just delays it.
Should prevent it. 5G is not necessary and dangerous. That's Doug Steffen's read on it. Victoria Keelan and Doug, 59 past the hour.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.